Moncrief on News Talk.
In a move, not without a tinge of irony, this summer the chief executive of Ryanair, Michael O'Leary, installed €140,000 worth of solar panels at his farm in Westmeath, and he reckons it will pay for itself within 5 years. So have we reached the point where solar makes financial sense and perhaps is even profitable? Kieran Marin is a founder of Activate Solar Energy. Afternoon, Kieran.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you keeping?
So in terms of the risk versus reward, I assume that's improved over the last 10 years.
Yes, Sean. Huge, drastic improvements within the space. We've been fortunate enough, Activator in existence from 2006, so we've seen it all, but it's never been as good a time to make that jump to solar PV with the incentives that are in place and indeed the cost of solar PV. It's at an all-time low right now.
Yeah, but in terms of what it can do, in terms of how much power it can generate, has that the actual technology, has that improved in that period of time?
Yeah, it's a huge efficiency improvements from when we started. We can get over 200% more yield on the same square. So one square meter area, we can get twice as much power out of that. And that advancement has happened in the last 10 years. So to put that into perspective, on your house where you may be limited with space, we can get up to twice as much power as we could 10 years ago for a lot less cost.
Right. OK. And have the batteries improved?
Yeah, battery storage is has been for a number of years now, but it's becoming more and more relevant for grid stability and for ourselves on our domestic. Activate have worked in conjunction with SD Electricity. We've developed some AI software. It's an energy hub where we can talk to our battery. We're a Duracell battery provider, and we can make smart decisions around that. So look at your usage profile within the house or in the property, and make decisions around whether we charge from the grid, we use the battery, we use the solar, or indeed smart charging at night time. So on night rate electricity, charge your battery up, and then tomorrow, instead of using day rate power, discharge the battery. So there's huge advancements and all automated around that energy hub.
Yeah, and how many people are kind of at the point? I suppose it'll vary between the winter and the summer, but how many people are at the point where they're actually selling power back into the grid?
This is happening every day. So when you create more power than you need, if you don't store it in a battery, you can export it to the grid and get paid to export it, which is something that's relatively new in the industry. We have a premium export rate for any of our customers with SSE electricity of 29.5 cents for every unit that you don't use that you give back to the grid.
Yeah.
So there'll be more of that during the summer, absolutely, than there will in the winter. But yeah, every day there's people exporting to the grid on domestic and commercial level.
Yeah, and Kieran, how does that work exactly? Is it that, you know, you use and then you get a check in the post, or is that they knock that off your bill?
Yeah, so you can get a credit off your bill if you're with the utility, or indeed it can be a check, but that is, each utility have different format of doing it, but you'll see that directly. So you will have people who are in credit. So instead of getting a bill, they're getting a payment.
Yes, right. I see what you're saying. Yeah, because so I suppose in a sense, you'll reach a point where the numbers are going backwards rather than forwards on your meter.
Absolutely. In the old style meter, we've been working in solar PV for many years. And in Northern Ireland, we cut our teeth there. There was incentives there before Ireland, and we were working up there. And we've often seen the meter in a reverse scenario. So the old analog meter was actually going backwards, literally.
Mm. Well, that's a lovely thing to have to go out and see. Now, in terms of the variety of solar panels one can get, is it pretty much predominantly now kind of the PV ones, or is it a horses for courses thing?
Yeah, so today it's all about PV. So years ago there was solar thermal, which was used to produce hot water, but today it's all about PV. And the PV you see as you're driving down the roads in the fields is the exact same PV as you will see on the houses. The main difference being is the physical size of them. So obviously when you're in a field, it's much easier for two or three people or even a machine to lift the panel into place. But when you're on a roof, the size is physically smaller, but the technology remains the same.
Yeah. And, I presume if you go to somebody's house to install them, you have to take into account what direction the roof is facing.
Yeah, so we would do a full, firstly, we do a desktop survey to make sure the house is suitable as an overview. And then when we visit the house, we'll take all into account. So the orientation of the house, the pitch of the roof, any shading factors that may be in the area, and indeed the roof type and finish, so to make sure that we have everything ready for when we come to do that installation in one day, that we're in and out with minimum disturbance.
And they just need light, they don't need heat or sunshine even.
Yeah, so it's daylight. The brighter the day, the better, obviously. But and the longer the day, the more production you're going to get. Ironically enough, you know, it's a myth that it needed, you know, sunshine, but they'd rather be cool, especially at the back of them. They perform better when they're cooler than hot. So Ireland, we can definitely say we've plenty of cool days.
Yeah. One of our listeners, Ciarán, wants to know, are batteries worth it for just 8 panels with moderate electricity use in a normal semi-D?
Yeah, so typically that's your around 8 panels where we would see batteries coming into play, and 8 and above. Below that, what you're generating is largely used within the house. You would be in a small export rate, and yes, you wouldn't be getting the amount bang for your buck from your battery. But typically when we see 8, 10 is a threshold where we normally see people add the battery. But everybody's in the individual circumstances are different, depends on the profile use within your house, and that's something we would do when Activate come out to the house. We will survey and go, your profile makes sense, yours may not.
Yeah. Now, one of the things Michael O'Leary was given out about was when the grant arrives. Are you finding that it comes a bit slow?
So fortunately enough, on the domestic, it is fairly seamless. You can get confirmation the same day. That's not a problem. And the same on commercial is fairly seamless. But on the scheme that Michael potentially went with was the TAM scheme, and that's a much slower process with agri-based grant scheme, and it does take, so they're done in tranches, so they are slower, so there'll be the bulk done together and then released. So you're waiting on that tranche to fill. So if you're first in, you've a bit of a waiting list ahead of you. So that definitely improvements could be done there.
Yeah. Another one of our listeners wants to know, to ask, is there an alternative to roof panels, as I have an old shingle roof? Can you put them on the ground or pathways, etc.?
Yeah, many installations are happening like that, even in houses out in the back garden, which is a small ground mount. A mini version of what you see out in the fields. Again, we actually manufacture our own here that is suitable. So you typically have 8, 10, 12 panels, so two rows of panels out in the back garden. But yeah, that's regular occurrence.
Right, okay, yeah. And so I suppose if you could put them in the back garden, as long as they're not kind of going to be any danger of them being damaged or anything like that.
They're very robust, Sean, to be fair. They're very robust. And again, that has improved over time. But yeah, as long as they're not in harm's way, but typically they're going to be elevated slightly off the ground anyhow. But yeah, we would never have problems with breakages or damage in a domestic environment like that.
Right, okay. And is that very common now, people to be sticking in the back garden rather than the roof?
A bit like your listener, it is back to most people would rather see them on the roof, but if it is maybe a structural issue on a roof or an old type shingle that is hard to install on, we would see back garden or indeed garage installations.
Yeah, indeed.
A little bit more work with them, but there's plenty of them happening.
Ciarán, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Ciarán Maron there, the founder of Activate Solar Energy.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.